Secrets like these become inner toxins, realities that you are not allowed to acknowledge to yourself or to others, but that nevertheless become the template of your life. I knew none of this history when Mark joined the group, but he stood out by his emotional distance, and during check-ins, he acknowledged that he felt separated from everyone by a dense fog. I was quite worried about what would be revealed once we started to look behind his frozen, expressionless exterior. When I invited Mark to talk about his family, he said a few words and then seemed to shut down even more. So I encouraged him to ask for a contact figure to support him. He chose a white-haired group member, Richard, and placed Richard on a pillow next to him, touching his shoulder. Then, as he began to tell his story, Mark placed Joe, as his real father, 10 feet in front of him, and directed Carolyn, representing his mother, to crouch in a corner with her face hidden. Mark next asked Amanda to play his aunt, telling her to stand defiantly to one side, arms crossed over her chest, representing all the calculating, ruthless, and devious women who were after men. Surveying the tableau he had created, Mark sat up straight, eyes wide open. Clearly the fog had lifted. I said, "A witness can see how startled you are, seeing what you had to deal with." Mark nodded appreciatively and remained silent and somber for some time. Then, looking at his father, he burst out, "You asshole! You hypocrite! You ruined my life!" I invited Mark to tell his father all the things that he wanted to tell him but never could. A long list of accusations followed. I directed the father to respond physically as if he had been punched, so that Mark could see that his blows had landed. It did not surprise me when Mark spontaneously said that he'd always worried that his rage would get out of control, and that this fear had kept him from standing up for himself in school, at work, and in other relationships. After Mark had confronted his father, I asked if he would like Richard to assume a new role, that of his ideal father. I instructed Richard to look Mark directly in the eye and to say, "If I had been your ideal father back then, I would have listened to you and not accused you of having a filthy imagination." When Richard repeated this, Mark started to tremble. "Oh my God, life would have been so different if I could have trusted my father and talked about what was going on. I could have had a father." I then told Richard to say, "If I had been your ideal father back then, I would have welcomed your anger, and you would have had a father you could have trusted." Mark visibly relaxed and said, "That would have made all the difference in the world." Then, Mark addressed the stand-in for his aunt. The group was visibly stunned as he unleashed a torrent of abuse on her. "You conniving whore. You backstabber. You betrayed your sister and ruined her life. You ruined our family."